It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. While some have downplayed the role manufacturing plays in the Steel City, Bill Flanagan, Chief Corporate Relations Officer for the Allegheny Conference on Community Development, says the manufacturing of steel still plays a significant role in Pittsburgh's economy. And Bill Flanagan joins us to consider some of the questions raised in the wake of GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump's visit to Pittsburgh. Bill Flanagan, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Good to have you back.
Great to be here. Thanks a lot.
You can join the conversation with a comment or question at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email ESSPGH at WESA.FM and on Twitter at ESSPGH. Again, the number 412-246-2002. Bill, how would you characterize what seems to be an ongoing economic identity crisis, as some have described it in our region?
Well, I mean, I think there are differences of perspective in terms of what's been happening in the region. If you're living in the core of the region, in the city of Pittsburgh, and really connected into the knowledge and innovation and IT economy, you kind of get one picture. If you're living in what used to be the major mill towns along the rivers, it's a different picture. And there's no question that places have been left behind by the recovery of the regional economy. And that's despite the fact that there are more people working in southwestern Pennsylvania today than ever before in our history. But it's very unevenly distributed throughout the region. And I think that's why you begin to see this disparity or differences of opinion about what's really happening here.
How can that problem be addressed? That's a big question that we could probably take an hour on. But, what would you say? What possible remedies or ideas do you have for
well,
that?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it's going to come down to connecting people to opportunity. I mean, we are still disconnected as a region. There are pockets of population that have been left behind, as I said before, and there's economic opportunity to be created in other parts of the region, and in part because of our geography, our transportation system, our educational structure, the list goes on and on and on. People are disconnected to the opportunity that's being created here, and so they're feeling left out, and I think that comes through in some of the conversation about where we are and where we're headed.
Pittsburgh was one of those Rust Belt cities that was able to reinvent itself. We all know that story here in the city. If people in the surrounding areas are not experiencing it in the same way, what has to happen? And what is the disconnect? Is it simply, you're not in the city, you're not right where it's happening?
Well, and it's not just the city. I mean, there are pockets of opportunity and growth, throughout the region. You look at Washington County and what's happened around South Point with enormous corporate investment here. You look at the energy activity, the drilling activity that's gone on in recent years throughout the region that for some communities and some counties has had a significant positive economic impact. But the reality is a lot of that investment, a lot of that activity is happening in certain concentrated areas around our universities or in those corporate centers along interstate highways. And the old mill towns, and many of them that were built to be by rivers and use railroads, are trying to compete in an economy where they care about trucking and they compare about factories with one floor, sprawling operations. And so the geography, the built environment, the sheer cost of investing in these old brownfield sites in these older communities is a challenge for our region to make sure everybody can enjoy in the prosperity that's being created here.
When it comes to manufacturing steel, is that such an integral part of our DNA that we'll never be able to completely leave it behind? And as Leo Gerard just suggested in the earlier segment, something that we should not leave behind.
Well, yeah, I would question whether we should. I mean, there's a lot of great characteristics to steel. The strength it implies, and the character to create it in those incredible steelmaking facilities, and its recyclability. In some ways, steel, the finished product, is a very environmentally friendly because it gets used over and over again, and it is still part of our economy. I mean, this surprises a lot of people. Our region is still the second largest center of metals production in the United States. And it's not just basic steel. Everybody thinks about United States Steel and the Mon Valley Works, but there's also Allegheny Technologies, stainless steel, specialty metals. There's titanium manufacturing in Washington County. That's the manufacturing activity. And then you broaden it out to the brain power behind it, metals engineering, and you can make a case that Pittsburgh's one of the leading centers in the country, if not the world. So it's still part of who we are. It's just a smaller part than it used to be a generation ago.
And explain how the steel industry has adjusted and modernized. It's not the same. People have the picture of the for me it's Jones and Lachlan there on the Mon with the old pillars of smoke and the that belching smoke that went on 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I think that's one of the challenges, and everybody has to kind of change the way they think, not just about steel, but it's about manufacturing in general. You know, there was a day when it would take tens of thousands of people to produce the amount of steel that the few thousand people in the Mon Valley Works can produce today, and that's a result of an enormous, you know, multi-billion dollar investment in technology over the past years. And one of the consequences of that investment is that the more investment we see in manufacturing in the region, the fewer and fewer jobs that tend to be associated with it, because they can make more product with fewer people. And in fact, if they can't do that, and that's steel making, but that's manufacturing in general, they're not going to be able to compete globally. You know, last year, we track all the business investments in all 10 counties of southwestern Pennsylvania every year. And last year, there were 275 total business investments and expansions across five different industries in the region. The leading sector in terms of business investment last year was manufacturing. But what we've watched, even though the number of deals has been pretty consistent and the capital investment is consistent, the jobs associated with those investments has been going down in recent years. And that's because the technology, a lot of which is created here in the region, makes it possible to produce so much more with fewer people. So it's hugely important for economic activity, for wealth creation in the region. It's less significant in terms of job creation than it used to be.
Right. So I guess, well, there's two things that come to mind here. One is people say, we don't make anything anymore, but clearly we are. So what else are we making? And then I'll get to the question about what about the jobs? Where are the jobs?
Yeah, well, and that's that's one of the issues. If you look at what are we making, I mean, down in the Mon Valley, American Textiles makes pillows for Walmart. Who knew? And it's a really interesting little manufacturing operation that they have down here. A lot of what we have are smaller manufacturers that there's almost 3,000 manufacturers in western Pennsylvania, which would also surprise a lot of people, but they tend to be smaller companies. They're small precision manufacturing, contract manufacturing companies that might make a part or a series of parts for a variety of different industries. So, for example, look at Westinghouse, look at commercial nuclear power. We're not building any nuclear power plants here in southwestern Pennsylvania, but there's a whole supply chain of small manufacturing companies throughout the region that are producing components and parts that ultimately will go into a nuclear power plant somewhere in Georgia or South Carolina. And the same is true for the steel industry. I mean, those actual steel companies don't employ the numbers of people they use to, but the supply chain in the region is enormous. And there's all these other small players. It could be the trucking company. It could be a small manufacturer. And their livelihood is dependent on the strength of that core manufacturing industry that still has a presence here.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're talking with Bill Flanagan, who is with the Allegheny Conference on Community Development. He is the Chief Corporate Relations Officer there. We have a few minutes left with him. You can join our conversation with a comment or a question at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email ESSPGH at WESA.FM on Twitter at ESSPGH. So the jobs, which we talked about it yesterday, that the economy is doing well. The stock market is way up, I think. It hit what, 18,000?
Yeah, back to 18,000. So, yeah, the stock market's doing pretty well.
So,
at least the Dow Jones is.
So somebody's making money. That, you know, the 1% that everybody refers to, it may be only that 1%, but the money is being made. The question is, the problem and the challenge is creating enough jobs. You're saying the jobs can be found in the supply chain, that while we don't have we're still manufacturing at a significant level. It's not the same as it used to be with the floor wide, you know, window to window machinery and operators assembling things, that there aren't all those jobs still, but that there are jobs in the supply chain. And the question, I guess, is how do you build that up? Is it just industries thrive and then the suppliers do well based on that?
Sure. Well, you need anchor industries. And the value of manufacturing, you know, as we've reinvented our economy here in the region, we've also reinvented manufacturing, again, bringing in the technology and the different ways of doing things. And that's how they're able to thrive, because they can compete using that technology. So that's all really critical. But, you know, manufacturing is not the only game here. It's a little under 100,000 of total employment in the region out of a million plus. If you actually look at our regional economy, the biggest driver in terms of employment is financial and business services. I mean, we're a banking town. And I know we talk a lot in Pittsburgh about Eds and Meds and how significant that was and how that transformed our economy, and all of that is true. But if you look at Allegheny County alone, there's 122,000 people working in Eds and Meds. There's 136,000 people who work in financial and business services. So we have a huge, huge competitive advantage in that space. A lot of that's driven by the same technology that's coming out of the IT sector. So that's an area that's been strong and growing. Healthcare has been strong and growing. So as manufacturing has downsized in employment over the years, those other sectors have picked up on the employment side, and that's how we can have record levels of employment right now in southwestern Pennsylvania, because we're seeing investment across all those different industries. But manufacturing is still critical because it creates the wealth. Whether you're making a product or you're making software, you're taking nothing and you're turning it into something. That's where ultimately wealth gets created. That's what creates the prosperity for the entire region. And that's why manufacturing continues to be critically important, even though it may not employ the kinds of numbers it used to.
Is our economy more diversified now than it's ever been?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you go back to 1979, which was sort of the peak of the old Pittsburgh, and again, today there are more people working in the region today than there were in 1979. But in those days, steel by itself and steel-related manufacturing was over 40% of the regional economy. Today, financial services, and that's our biggest sector, right, in terms of economic output, is a little over 20% of the regional economy. Manufacturing and energy each are around 15, 16, something like that, percent of the economy. And then you have healthcare and IT behind it. So what's been created here over the last generation, especially the last 25 years, has been a very diverse economy. And we're benefiting. When one sector gets soft, and energy's kind of soft right now, the others seem to be going pretty strongly. So it doesn't produce a booming growth here, but this diverse economy means that we have this sort of slow and steady improvement. And at the end of the day, you have to create the wealth. As Leo said, U.S. Steel has put $1 billion into the Clairton Coke Works. I'm sure they would love to keep investing, but unless they have the revenue, unless they're creating the wealth to be able to make those capital investments, they're unable to do it. And so you have to have a growing economy, in part to be able to have the resources you need to continue to improve the environment and the quality of life.
Okay, so I'm trying to do the math here, and which anyone will tell you I'm not very good at. But you said that we have more people working in southwestern Pennsylvania now than we ever have.
In the 10 counties, total employed, yeah. Oh,
and yet the population... We've got just about a minute here to solve this. The population's gone down.
It's gone down through the whole period.
So how, I'm just trying to figure out how it is. If the population's gone down, how is it that we have more people working in this region?
Well, a lot of different reasons. One of the big reasons is women in the workforce. If you went back to the 1960s in Pittsburgh, we were way below the national average in the number of women working. Today, we're about at the national average. So there you go.
All right. Well, glad somebody can do that math. Bill Flanagan joining us. He is the Chief Corporate Relations Officer for the Allegheny Conference on Community Development. Thanks, Bill.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Tomorrow on the show, a look at urban agriculture and a conversation with U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.